Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A medical doctor who tells you, look, this is what's wrong with you, and this is what you need to get rid of your problem, has done you a great favor. He has both accurately diagnosed your illness and told you what you need to do to be rid of the pain and suffering that brought you to his office. He's done you a real service. But a doctor who either ignores your symptoms or glosses over them, saying, look, everybody has aches and pains, don't worry about them, has done you a great disservice. After I spoke in a certain church on one occasion, a man met me at the door and said, I liked what you said this morning, but an awful lot of people are going to be very angry with you. Why is that? I inquired. Because you didn't sugarcoat it. You told them the truth. But isn't that what God did with us when he described the rebellion of the human heart, which the Bible calls sin? God never excused the foibles of an unfaithful mate, saying, surely this kind of behavior is a token of the aberrant behavior of humankind's evolutionary climb toward a better world. No, he labeled it sin. But in calling it that, we understood our problem. But God offered a solution, repentance leading to forgiveness and cleansing. God still says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Man's refusal to diagnose the problem presents a far greater problem, a sickness which results in death. As Thomas Carlyle wrote, the deadliest sins are the consciousness of no sin. The good news is that there is forgiveness for your sin, no matter what it is. Illustrating that truth, Jesus told the story of a young man who became dissatisfied with his boring existence. He convinced his father that he should be given his inheritance, which he took and quickly squandered in riotous living and cheap thrills. Eventually, the money was gone. He found himself cleaning out the pens of swines, something which is repulsive to anyone, but especially to a Jewish lad who viewed pigs as being unclean. In telling the story, Jesus pointed out that there came a time when he came to himself. Today we would say, he came to his senses. He began to reason, the same thinking which God said we are to do, that things were better for his father's hired hands than for him. He said, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And that is exactly what he did. Facing the reality of your failure, regretting what you have done, turning away from it, and then going back to the Father is what is necessary to bring peace of mind and find the forgiveness of God. Restoration, being at peace with the Father, is the end result of dealing with the issue of sin. It is all part of what salvation is about. Take time to read the story for yourself, found in Luke 15 in your New Testament. There you will see that the Father received the Son with open arms. He quickly forgave him. There was rejoicing in the household. St. John Chrysostom once said, for to sin indeed is human, but to persevere in sin is not human, but satanic. He's right. Got the picture? Go back to the Father. He's waiting for you.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.